Prof. Farida Khanom is an author, editor, translator, public speaker and former professor of Islamic studies at Jamia Millia Islamia, New Delhi. Among her books are A Simple Guide to Islam and A Study of World's Major Religions. She has translated into English many books authored by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, currently the chairperson of CPS International. She is a regular contributor of articles to various publications. Prof. Khanom has edited Maulana's English translation of the Quran, and has also translated his Urdu commentary on the Quran into English. She can be reached at spiritofislamperiodical@mail.com. Character of a True Man. Robert Greene is an American author and speaker known for his books on strategy, power, and seduction. He was born in 1959. He is the author of 5 best-selling books. In a short video, he introduced his book The Laws of Human Nature. While introducing The Laws of Human Nature, the recognition of a high personality is stated as follows. I want you to focus not on people's charming exterior, on their funny words, on their wit, on their charisma. Instead, focus on that deep inner quality, that core character, because that's who they really are. Your character is creating what happens to you in life. There's the famous quote of the ancient philosopher Heraclitus, "Character is fate." He emphasizes that we should embrace our uniqueness and not be afraid to be different from others. We should be adaptable and flexible in order to deal with the challenges that life throws at us. We should be willing to learn from our mistakes and be open to new experiences. This quote of his is often presented, "A positive attitude helps you tackle challenges." An ideal character embodies a blend of attributes that yield success. Such a character is marked by astute judgment, adaptability, and strategic thinking. Green emphasizes the importance of self-reliance, 6, and an unwavering pursuit of mastery. Ideal characters are patient and persistent, capable of long-term planning, and understand the value of timing. They are skilled communicators and exhibit a keen sense of observance. True measure of a person, in the final analysis, depends on his character. A true man is not one who is inwardly evil and outwardly good. A true man is one whose inner personality is better than his outward personality. He should not be a person with double standards, because the religious name of double standard is hypocrisy. There is nothing worse than hypocrisy in this world. The messenger of God taught his companion Umar this supplication, "O God, make my inner personality better than my outward personality, and make my outward personality equally good." Soon in al-Tirmidhi, "Wise is he who controls his desires and prepares for the life which starts after death. And cast down is he who lives for the love of this world and has false expectations from God."